We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Clint Sterner and the show on Sports Radio 610 with the 5 o'clock fire.
All right, some news before we get to that. Clint Sterner is out today. He is dealing with what a lot of people around Houston are dealing with, the issues from Hurricane Nicholas. We pray for all of you who have has been impacted and hope everything is as well as it can be. And Clint, you know our thoughts are with you, but he's not in today. In for him is Brandon Scott, SportsRadio610.com. He's been in here killing it. We've had a good time, but luckily for you, me and Brandon and show will have the latest for you. And the latest is the Astros have made some moves. Zach Greinke, who has been on the IL health and safety protocols, he is back today, and not only back today, baby, he is back and starting tonight on the mound for the Astros. But he's back, but going to the IL, and he's taking his roster spot. It's Jake Odorizzi. The manager, Dusty Baker, just spoke to the media not too long ago, has more on Jake Odorizzi and other injuries.
You know, he's at the doctor right now getting the getting his MRI to find out kind of what's wrong.
All right, that's Dusty Baker. And Tyler, who else? Is somebody else injured?
Yeah, he gave an update on Brantley as well.
Oh, yeah, Brantley saying he potentially could DH on Friday. By the end of the week. So that's the latest. Zach Greinke back and pitching today on the IL. Jake Odorizzi going on the 10-day. And for me personally, that'd be just fine if Jake that was his final performance yesterday. For me personally, and I do hope he does heal from
it. Sucks to suck
this injury.
So you're committed to the Yimi Garcias and Phil Matons of the world, Kendall Gravemans of the world over Jake Odorizzi.
I'm sorry. You're not committed to Kendall Graveman over Jake Odorizzi?
No, I'm just saying. Like, I would like to have him in the mix. And Kendall Graveman, to start, had some issues, like, in the beginning.
I'm not saying that he's not been great, but I'm just saying you would think about who you're going to first out of the bullpen, Kendall Graveman or Jake Odorizzi.
Well, I mean, Kendall Graveman is a setup man and
a
closer.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's a setup. Yeah, I'm just
– Yeah, no, I misspoke on the setup man part. I like him coming out of the pen in any number of roles, not starting, not having to go against an order three times.
Yeah, there's only one.
I think he's a decent enough pitcher to factor in, especially if I'm paying him $11
million. Long reliever would be the only one in the postseason. And to me, I think you got guys that I feel – maybe you don't. I feel better about with his stuff.
I just feel like you're more offended by him getting out of pocket with Dusty the other day.
It's all of it. It's all of it, and this is what happens. It's what happens when you cross Dusty and cross the others, like hilarious. Tyler Milner. It's what happens, and karma hits you. I hope his ankle's all right, but he's out of
there. Hey, speaking of hoping that they're all right, though, Zach's whole family had COVID. Like, it was him, his wife, his two sons.
Yeah.
So shout out to Zach for being back, and I hope that his family is doing well.
The virus.
That's got to be kind of stressful when it's not just you, but your whole household's got it. So. Yeah. Glad to have Zach.
I like your voice.
So if you miss it, the latest, Brantley may be able to DH by Friday later on this week. And then Jake Odorizzi on the 10-day IL. And your boy, Zach Greinke, back on the mound pinching today. And he's got your boy back in the lineup. Of course, you go 4-for-5 like Jose Siri did. You're going to be back in the lineup again. He's back batting 8th tonight.
Go with the hot bat, man. Go keep that same energy. Let's go.
Jake Myers sense. Could get that treatment.
Jake does get it. God, get off of him. Jake's not playing tonight. Damn it.
Grinky will do what Grinky will do.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, coming up here, the Texans, they made a move today. We saw the injury occur to Vincent Taylor, who was a starting D tackle, and he's out 6 to 8 weeks. So the Texans bring in a familiar face, Jahlil Johnson, off the Saints practice squad. Jahlil Johnson, he was with the Texans all training camp long and thought he had a really, really good opportunity to make the team. In fact, I thought he would, but he was cut. So they bring him back. He said being familiar with the system is one thing that brought him back. And, hell, you're gonna be playing in real games. And that check, as Clint has taught us, is much different from being on an active roster than being on a practice squad.
Yeah, well, even though I take that practice squad one, too, personally. I get it, though. Yeah, he's moving on up.
But Jahlil Johnson, I'm going to tell you this for me. It makes sense. Familiar. He knows exactly what you're going to do. And if he has to play, which I'm sure he will be in the rotation at least on Sunday in Cleveland, you have a feeling that he knows what he's doing. He knows the system, and he knows the guys around him. It's not the first time he's played with.
Yeah, no, obviously. And he did a good job when he was here. I think that the depth along the defensive line is a strength of the team, and so you kind of want to keep that. You know, that same continuity that they had before. Like, this is an easy plug and play. You know, like we talked about earlier, it depends on how they're going to rotate them and where Jahlil Johnson is going to fit within the grand scheme of things, like within the rotation itself. But yeah, no, this was a guy who was competing in camp, and, you know, it just makes sense. I feel bad for Vincent Taylor, though. I wanted to say this because we did say it earlier. Like, Vincent Taylor is a guy that's playing with a lot of confidence, and I thought that he had an opportunity to really make a big contribution to the team. So I hate that he's going to be out for this long, but I am glad that they got somebody to kind of plug him in. And he's going to miss, you know, we got a lot of homecomings for, you know, former guys from Cleveland, former Browns, Tyrod Taylor, Farrell Brown. Hell, I know Romeo coached there back in the day. Vincent Taylor played there last year. I think Terrence Mitchell played there last year. So he's one of the guys that's gonna miss out on that playing against your old team. But you know, wishing him well, and hopefully Jahlil Johnson can come in there and mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, to me though, this is one for me. It feels like a move of depth, right? I think that's what mostly it feels like to me, a depth move, and you just so happen to have somebody who's very, very familiar with your system, and that should be an easy transition.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, league sources are telling Adam Schefter this. Sources believe Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy will emerge as a head coaching candidate for USC. Bieniemy is from the Southern California area and has told folks that are close to him in the past that USC is one of the only college jobs that he might be interested in. To me, if he wants to take this job, that's fine. If he wants this, that could be a really good job, right? That's a LA. You're not in, you know, Tuscaloosa, even though that's a great job, but you're in a really good area, an area he's familiar with. You should be able to recruit pretty well, pretty easily there. You have some built-in advantages with the history and tradition of USC, and you're in LA. So if he wants this, yeah. But I know pretty well that he is, his dream is to be a head coach in the National Football League.
It's weird, isn't it? Like, it's one of the biggest mysteries of, like, who have we talked about and discussed more as a head coaching candidate as, like, this budding star in coaching who does not end up actually getting the coaching job that everyone seems to reach a consensus and says that he's up for or deserves to have. It's very odd.
Matt Eberflus, I don't know.
But even Matt Eberflus didn't start getting this type of talk until this past offseason, whereas – Eric Bieniemy, I feel like we've been talking about for the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, if he wants it, that's fine. Like but if he wants to hold out to be a head coach that in the NFL, that I can understand that too. My thought is, do you think this is the best route for him to be a head coach in the NFL, is to take this job and to have success there, or is the best route still him just waiting and hopefully in one of these interviews or any of these processes that he could could maybe land the job.
Show route. What are we talking about? I mean, wasn't he the offensive coordinator of a Super Bowl champion?
But
like he's already taken the route. Like to me, if he takes this job, it's because he truly wants it, because the money's right, or whatever the case may be. But like he's already taken the route and is already a viable head coaching candidate.
But it is clear, for whatever reason, it is clear that his route has to be different.
No.
It's clear to me that his route at this point has to be different. So he has to look, whether that is take a college job at USC and show that you can be successful there, or have to wait in a way we've never seen a guy with his resume have to wait. It's clear his path has to be different. And I don't know, is this the path that gets him there quicker?
I think he could be good at USC. I think he could be very successful at USC. I think he could recruit there. He coached there well. I think he'd do all of the things well. But the notion that the offensive coordinator for the Super Bowl champions, and last year they went to the Super Bowl, obviously, the notion that a guy that is coaching on a team like that needs to go coach at USC to convince you. Cliff Kingsbury went from Texas Tech and was at USC for 5 minutes, never coached a game and got that job that he got at Arizona.
Judge Joe Brown, who's the coach for the Giants, he was a special team.
To answer your question, I hope like hell not. That part is necessary. This is more so, this is just a job that he wants and wants to do. I hope this is not a, I need this as a stepping stone. That's absurd.
It may, but I mean, it is clear his path has to be different.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, news with the Rockets. And I know many of you, this is going to be tough to hear because you built such a relationship with this guy. Sources are telling The Athletic that John Wall, and I'm sorry, folks, to report this, Houston Rockets and John Wall have met and they have mutually agreed to work together on finding him a new home. I know it, boy. The five-time All-Star. So many things we remember. That spin move in the lane in preseason, all of that. But the plan is for Wall to be present at training camp but not play a second, for the Rockets this season. John Wall, he will be missed. He will be loved.
Man, look here. I'm going to say this. I
look at those knees.
I did not mind John Wall. Like, I hated all the losing last year and that they were irrelevant and terrible to watch. But I thought John Wall came in here and was a leader, was for the most part, agreeable to his role. He wanted to be a leader. He wanted to be here. So, like, this is just attrition. This is just a circumstances. They're rebuilding. They're moving on. They're heavy at his position. There's not really a role for him. So it makes sense. But I ain't mad at John Wall. I was cool with John Wall.
I'm not mad at John Wall. I thought I'm missing.
Yeah, man. Like,
what's his number?
Was it two?
I'm not sure.
Was it one?
Damn, we ain't got his number.
Oh, man. Why you
it's
do that?
It's got to be two, right? Anyone got John Wall's
number? I'm pretty sure it was two.
Those moments, man.
Hey, you want to know my favorite John Wall moment?
He played hard every time, I think.
You want to know my favorite John Wall moment as a Rocket?
What?
It was all of them getting haircuts at his apartment and then getting shut down because one of them had COVID.
God, yeah. Those moments, man.
His apartment will no longer be the spot to get your hair cut. And I think that matters.
John, I raised this warm cup of coffee I have at 5:13 that is clearly going to lead me to the toilet before I leave here.
Hold on, Joe.
It runs right through me. I raise it to you, John. We'll miss you. I speak for all of Houston. We'll never forget the times that we had with you. Those 17 wins. Is that many?
His number was one, by the way.
His number was one, by the way. All right, coming up. Unbelievable where the Texans are. After week one, one player and a leader for this team expresses something that makes me really, really nervous about them playing the Browns on Sunday. We'll discuss that next.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Clint is out today. In for him, Brandon Scott, SportsRadio610.com. Catch his stuff there. Always does great job, great work, and covers everything from the Astros, Rockets, and the Texans. And yep. Let's hit the Texans, because I'm telling you, Clint and I and Tyler did Reaction Monday yesterday, and we were fired up. Fired up by it. At least happy, like I do. Like, some people like to text in and call in and say, I'm a hater, and I'm not, and all these things, and maybe it's fair sometimes.
Got a little hating.
I got a strong feeling about a few things. But I am extremely happy, and was happy for Texans fans that they got a moment of, hey, we don't look like the laughingstock. We don't look embarrassing. Hell, we blew out a team. We beat a team. Many of you, if you have a thinking like I do, didn't think you would have a game like that all season. Personally, at least where you're on this end of it.
Yeah.
Where you're sitting up here 27-7 at the half. Didn't think you'd have that. Hell, I didn't never. You couldn't have paid me money to make a bet that say the Texans would be up 14-0 on somebody after the first quarter this year.
Yeah.
Not with some of that offense I've seen. No. So I was excited about it. And then almost got me to thinking, all right, well, I'm really intrigued by how they will look against the Browns. The Browns coming off of a game where their idiotic punter couldn't catch a ball that was snapped right to him that really just turned loose the game. Like, I'm watching that, coming off of that high, that disappointment, and they're a 12.5-point favorite. If you missed Pharaoh Brown earlier, he is not happy about that. He was on with us at 3:18 earlier today. Use that Odyssey Rewind feature because he let you know about that 12.5. it was 14 before Sunday's game. But I listened to that. I'm like, all right, I'm intrigued to see how this goes. And then I heard one of their leaders on the team. And I heard Justin Britt speak to the media yesterday And B. Scott was right there listening to it. And now I said, oh, boy. Maybe they're a little too confident. Maybe they feel a little too good about where they are right now. This was Justin Britt, the center, and I'd say one of the leaders of this team, and what he had to say to the media yesterday.
Rex can get in there and get one if he wants. You know, the more scores, the better. But, you know, we wanted they brought in Mark, they brought in Phil, Rex. You could understand that it was going to be a running back by committee room. And so the first game, get him out there. He gets a score, he score. You know, whoever runs the ball, whoever's playing halfback, go ahead and get you a touchdown. They're just handing them out in Jacksonville. So, yeah, it felt good.
Jacksonville. What do you say, Tyler?
I love it.
Jacksonville is handing out.
They're just handing them
just
out.
Just handing them out.
Listen.
Who wants a touchdown? You want a touchdown? You want a touchdown?
That's right. Did he go Oprah? You want a touchdown? You get a touchdown. He's about to say, Scotty Phillips, you're not even dressed. Yeah. You get a touchdown. Whatever.
Well, Brevin
Jordan,
cow.
You get a touchdown. Listen, as somebody who is a tad cocky, I mean, you know, run the show. I go with it, baby.
Humble and cocky at the same time.
The same time, baby. Humble and cocky.
I'm humble.
That's how people describe me. Humble and cocky.
No one's more humble than the person that tells you that they're humble, right?
Right. And that's me. So I dig it. I do have a deal of knowing where you are. And this, to me, is a tad bit aggressive in terms of the shade you're throwing to a team. I feel like the Texans just aren't in a position right now, in my opinion, to be outwardly just throwing shade at anybody. They had a great game and surprised the hell out of me, but still, like, let's not get too cocky. Let's slow down. Let's chill out. Like,
on the surface, show, I agree with you because they're not a great team. Like, I don't think anybody think just because they beat Jacksonville, now we need to start looking at them as some type of contender or like wild card watch. Like, we're not overreacting, whether it's Reaction Monday or following up on a Tuesday or none of that. Like, we're not overreacting to what we saw. But in context, show, it is just the Jacksonville Jaguars, which, look, before yesterday or before Sunday, maybe you could have made the argument that Jacksonville was going to be better than the Texans. But after the way that they dominated them, I think you got to, like, when I picked the schedule, I got them splitting with Jacksonville, right? I had them winning this game, and I thought that they were going to lose when they go to Jacksonville. I'm going to have to rethink that pick now after what That's I fair. Saw from Jacksonville. And it depends on how things unfold for Jacksonville during the season between now and then, how I feel about them at that time. But it's hard for me to come away from that game thinking that any Texan needs to be humble about the performance that they had against Jacksonville. Like, if there is a team that Justin Britt is going to talk like this about, I feel like this is the one. There's a limited number. It's this one. It's the Jets. It might end up being the Panthers ended up playing. You know, there are only a small. It's the Lions. It's a finite number of teams that I feel like the Texans, especially if they beat them, can come out here and feel cocky about. See, and look, I don't have no problem with Justin Britt after they kicked the Jaguars' ass to say, yeah, we kicked their ass.
See,
and
Sleazy,
they're not any good.
See, Sleazy, that's it right there. You did it. When there is only a finite group of people you can talk that type of trash to, maybe you just aren't ready to talk that yet.
Oh, no.
Maybe you're not just, like, if this may be the only team in the league that you could do it to, maybe you just need to chill out. That's just like to me, why I think it's something, and I think many people are saying, oh, whatever. My deal is, I if this was Vernon Hargraves, I'd be in here cracking up laughing. Because this is on brand.
Yeah.
This is Vernon. Vernon's a bit delusional, right? And I think I could hear it, Vernon, and they give it away. Like, I could see that. But this is one of your real leaders of the team, and Justin Britt. I'm not saying what he said was wrong or anything, but this is one of your real leaders of the team. And to me, when I hear one of your real leaders of the team go at that point or that thought process, and that's a real honest thought process, it makes me wonder, maybe they feeling a little too good. Maybe they won and played that game, and it's like, oh, we good. Like, we good. Like, I get confidence, but we good. Like, it sounds like a team that may be a little too high that could find themselves near Lake Erie getting blown out by 40. Maybe that's aggressive, but by 25. Like, I just, Like, it just feels like one of the rig leaders right there. Maybe they are just, what is that, reading the press clippings or something? It feels a little too good.
Yeah, so I'm the type of person, like, I'm the last one that feels like you need anyone's permission to talk trash. Like, just talk trash as far as I'm concerned. Like, I'm never going to be the one that's like, ooh, I don't like him saying that, or I don't think he should talk. Like, look, speak your truth. Talk your stuff, and we'll come back on the back end and evaluate it and say whether or not you should have said it or if it sounds smart. But, like, they won the game. They were the more dominant team. It's Jacksonville. Again, in context, like, I don't see why he needs to be humble about, you know, a team that was
won. I'm not saying humble, but just why you, like,
why not? No,
the shade,
that's what I'm saying.
Throws me off.
What is it about saying it is a detriment or in any kind of impediment to either the outlook of the team, the morale? Like, for me, I honestly can appreciate you having some people that are willing to make a few bold statements, or just, if even if it's not just bold, just saying what's on their mind. Like, I don't think that Justin Britt was really trying to, like, make a headline there. I think that's really how he saw it. And mind you, he was in a little scrap with him the day before. I mean, look, what is worth respecting at that point? What is the thing to hold back from? It's not like he's saying it about the Browns. It's not like he's saying it about, you know, just name the, you know, name the team with a good defense, the Washington football team. I mean, I don't expect them to be good, but they got a good defense. I'm just thinking about good defenses. He's talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars. And again, if there's any team that he can come up with this kind of smoke with, I would say that this is the one.
See, like, it was like the time when we as a show finally passed the polka station. We finally outrated the polka station. You know, I didn't go in there and say, polka my ass. Like, no.
But why not?
Because get our head down. Let's keep going. No, we got to keep going. We got to keep
building.
Put
deodorant on funk.
We got to keep building from the text line.
Celebrate dubs, man.
Show so wishy-washy. On Monday, you were sipping a Kool-Aid and Clint ain't there. Now you acted different. Man, I'm not acting different. I just said on the front end, man, I feel good about it. Then I hear one of the leaders of the team come out and just tossing shade like they didn't, like they.
But if you feel good about it, why shouldn't Justin Britt feel better about it, no, having you been a part of it?
You feel good about it and then move towards, hey, man, let me throw this real shade at you. Because don't tell me, the first thing, you were standing right in front of him. What's the first thing you thought when he said that?
Yeah, but you got to remember, show, I'm the one that's asking the questions.
What was you thinking? Like, ooh, well, that was a, that didn't have you say, ooh, wow, okay. That was aggressive.
Only had me think about Jack. I was like, ooh, I wonder what Jack Easterby's response is going to be to this. I wonder if he's not going to like this from one of his leaders. But it wasn't me not liking it. I appreciate it. This is what I'm confused about, show. I thought we liked the Big Vern energy. I thought we liked Big Vern's delusion and like irrationality. Oh, we appreciated
it. I love it from Big Vern. But when one of the real leaders of the team
is better. It's better from one of the better players.
I expect Vern's head. Now, if you did a blind test, who did this? Who said this? I would have said, oh, that was Vern. I need Justin Britt to be even keel right now.
Man, he's talking to them dudes that shoved him in the face and put them scars on the side of his head that he was looking at us with in the Zoom. His wife asked him if he hurt, and the man said that he did, and he liked it. Like, he likes confrontation. I've learned that much about Justin Britt.
Apparently, John McClain has something that can dispute one of my theories and thoughts about what the Texans potentially could do with Mark Ingram. We'll discuss that next.
Ryan, let me stop you right there.
No.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
Clint's out today. B. Scott is in. Brandon Scott, sportsradio610.com. Check him out. Clint, thoughts and prayers are with you. He, like others, have been affected by Hurricane Nicholas. That's why he's not in today. And prayers out to him. And as well, anybody else that was affected. I know I lost power for several hours, but I know that that isn't anything compared to some of the things that other people have dealt with. So prayers up to you all and hope everybody is able to be safe and able to handle any of the damages that have been left towards them. We were talking about Justin Britt's comments, and if you missed it, one of the leaders of the team, as they go into to play in the Cleveland Browns, Justin Britt is just throwing, I mean, Real Housewives type shade at the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, hell, I mean, they're just giving away touchdowns in Jacksonville, baby. They're just anybody. I mean, he didn't say it with that type of, but it was close.
But they are, though. They are. He was also correct in that, I mean, they gave up 37 points to the Texans.
Give them a few.
The Texans.
All the running backs scored touchdowns. But yeah, so I
except Rex Burkhead, who he is saying basically could have got him one.
And my stance was just seems a bit aggressive on the shade already. And I just feel like the Texans aren't at a position where they're throwing that to anybody. And I think many people may disagree. Trent, I'll let you jump in here. Go ahead, Trent, let it loose.
Yeah, man, I don't get why you're getting all worked up about it.
Trent, I'm not worked up. I'm not worked up.
Well, Grandpa Show kind of showed himself last segment. But you said it yourself. This might be the only game that we can even talk mess about. So I say just let him get it out now. And, you know, I don't see why it's that big of a deal. And he's not wrong. I mean, y'all said that too. I mean, they were handing them out. So I say let him talk while he can.
I appreciate the call, Trent. I'm not Grandpa Show. I don't really like that, to be honest with you, Trent. But – listen, they can talk trash, and hell, fans, hell, you go ahead and talk trash. I mean, you unload to your Jacksonville Jaguar guys. I'm just saying, there's certain players on a team that I wonder where their mindset is. If this is where the lead guy is, I wonder where their mindset is. And Justin Britt, somebody that surprises me to sound like Vernon Hargreaves. This catches me off guard by that.
Yeah, no, I think that Justin Britt has been a good player in the league and has been productive in the league. He has not. You also got to keep in mind, this is a dude that has not played football since 2019. It's been almost a full 2 years since he got to go out there and mix it up. And like we said earlier, I was in on that call. I talked to Justin Britt a little bit during that soundbite and with some other quotes. He was just glad to be out there. I mean, we're talking about a dude. He's basically like a wild animal that they let out there. He's been tamed and sitting inside watching football for like every week, all of 2020, just is at home watching football, wanting to be out there, was both hurt but also not wanted. Mm. And that is not lost on him. Now he's out there kind of getting to show people, hey, I can still play, and hey, I'm on a team that everybody thinks is terrible, but guess what? The team that we played first is worse than we are. So, yeah, no, I mean, it makes sense. And again, attitude reflect leadership. I want this to be the attitude of the team. Like, I don't want them to feel the way the rest of us feel about the team. We all think they suck. I don't want them to think that. I don't want them going out there like, oh, well, you know, we're not really that good, so we're not going to really mix it up or talk trash or talk noise or when we truly.
But you don't have to have confidence in yourself and feel like you're better than what people are saying you are without just throwing major league shade, right? I mean, you ain't got to do that.
But what does it hurt?
Farrell Brown was on with us earlier. He didn't do that.
What is it? I don't know what it hurts. I don't know. I'm so unafraid of the Jacksonville Jaguars at this point that I'm like, I don't know what the detriment is in talking down on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Hopefully they're saying the same thing about themselves, quite honestly. I hope that when the Jacksonville Jaguars go and look at their own film, that they do the type of introspection that Justin Britt was able to do from the outside looking in, which is to say, we gave up too many yards and we're not good enough. We just gave up 37 points to the Texans.
Yeah, from the text line a while back, you guys said the Texans need some dogs. Now they have them in your crawfish.
Right. No, Not me. I said they needed dogs. They got some dogs. They ain't very good, but they got a few dogs, and I can appreciate that.
But that throwing shade is not dog. You don't have to. You're not a dog if you talk trash and throw shit.
No, he did. They did the ass kicking first.
Well, I know.
Trash talk came on the back end.
I'm not saying Britt's not a dog. What I'm saying is that right there is a texture shit. That don't mean, oh yeah, he's a dog because he talked trash like that. I mean, they had several. Like Farrell Brown ain't talk very much trash. That's a dog.
Hey, Farrell Brown, he didn't talk very much trash with us, but yesterday he straight up said, look, this not bulletin board material. The Browns know what's up. They know what I'm about. I know what they're about. This is not me trying to give them something to work with.
That's different than saying, hell, Jacksonville's just giving up touchdowns to everybody.
Also,
I feel like that's just a bit different.
Did nobody shove Farrell Brown in the face? Neither though. And Farrell Brown didn't have no. He didn't have no cuts.
Hey,
look, I wouldn't even consider it. And the man didn't have cuts on the side of his head and all of that. Like Justin Britt came over there, looked like he had literally been in a bar fight. Like that wasn't like a metaphor or a euphemism.
The man
looked like he had been in one.
This is rolling on the text line. People are wanting to vote on, and they're asking this from Tyler: should it be Grandpa's show or Show Mama?
Show Mama are, for sure.
People
Sorry.
Are wanting to.
You are the mother of this show. You are Show Mama.
The only real housewife is Show Housewife, creating drama where there really is none. I'm not trying to create drama. First off, I thought it was very clever there, the housewife, the real housewife.
Yeah, I like that.
Shout out to
0839.
All right, I threw this out earlier, and I said, right now, you look at the Ravens, and they've had almost every one of their running backs get injured, right? And last night, outside of Lamar Jackson, the running backs did not show great. All right, 65 yards from Williams, their back, Tyson Williams, 65, and 35 of them came on one carry on a 4th-and-1 that he scored a touchdown on. Murray, who they got from the Saints, had 28 yards. Like their rushing attack, and that's what they want to do. They want to run the football. They've got to get better production from their running backs than that. And they've just had – most of it's not on them. They've just had so many injuries to almost every one of them.
Yeah.
I said this after week one, seeing what Mark Ingram did and understanding how familiar he is to Baltimore and what they know of him. Would you right now, if you're Nick Caserio, they hit you up with a trade and said, here, man, we'll trade a 5th-round pick for Mark Ingram right now. Would you do it? And I said, yeah, I would do it. You said you're not so sure about it. Hell, you just said no.
No, right? No. I would. I don't think that they have to.
They have to.
Because I think we had Tyler mentioned first. You said that they got to do it, and I think your position too is that it's about the future and that you need these draft picks to build your team and to start building toward the future. I don't think that you need an extra fifth round pick that badly to where you have to part ways with your starting running back. Like I just don't think it is that desperate enough of a situation in terms of not having draft capital to where. You've got to make this move. Now, again,
What's the pick for you that you got to make the move? Like what round?
If they offer you something ridiculous for marketing, like even a 5th-round pick, I think is reason. I do think it's reasonable. I wouldn't be opposed to it necessarily. So I'm not like if they go out and do it, I'm not going to be like, oh man,
a fourth on the table.
Yeah, even a fifth. Like I'm not opposed to it. I just don't think it's necessary. First of all, my first reaction if I'm Nick Caserio would be. Especially as a guy that's been around a while. I forget who's making all the decisions now for Baltimore, but if I was Nick Caserio and they came with that offer, the first thing I would ask is, does Ozzie know about this? Anybody run this by Ozzie?
I know it, but God doggone it,
you need to run this by somebody of either greater experience or intellect, because if you're trading a 5th-round pick for a running back that's 30 years old, that's 30, 31, however old Mark Ingram is, and it's a guy that you quit on last year, I'm reconsidering your decision making on at the same time.
To be fair, they've had eight guys get hit by a car. I mean, they've had eight guys get.
Yeah, but show you don't need to trade a 5th-round pick for a running back. They can go find a running back off the street. You talking about he knows their system? I can't think of anything that's less necessary of knowing the system than a running back.
If you're serious,
just get out
about,
there and follow your blocks.
If
man.
You're serious about. Winning as they're trying to get to a Super Bowl, I think you want to test it. If you feel like there's an option and a 5th-round pick won't stop you from an option. But one of the things that you talked about was that for the Texans, Mark Ingram is such a fit for the culture and something that they're trying to build upon. That is a reason why they may not do it.
Plus being productive.
I'm not here just for the simple culture fit.
And I guess on the other side of that, they look at productive players, and they'll get rid of them, too, if they're not the culture fit, right? A la Bradley Roby, right?
Roby, yeah.
So if they fit both, I first of all, I just don't see that happening because if they like a player that much and he's contributing to the team. And I'm okay with that. Again, I don't think that you need a 5th-round pick so badly that you got to sacrifice what you believe to be your best running back to get it. I'm not just automatically opposed to it. and I wouldn't have a visceral reaction to it, but I don't think it necessary.
John McClain was on with In the Loop earlier today, and I think he brought up something, something discussed by Lewis Riddick. He brought up this that I think impacts and goes along with what you're saying about Mark Ingram.
Riddick said what Caserio's doing here is exactly what Belichick did when he got to New England. He wanted to establish the foundation and the culture with veteran players who had showed with other teams what he wanted to do with the Patriots, and that's what Caserio has done, is doing. Instead of going young and green right off the bat, still snot noses, they don't know how to do that. Mark Ingram's one of those guys too. They like him. He's tough. They do it on the field. They do what they want off the field. They're tough guys.
Yeah, and I get that point. Establishing the culture is a big deal, but I do think the one thing that potentially is right up there with it is if there's any opportunity to build things towards the future, you do that. And I don't think Mark Ingram is going to be on this team after this year. And I think they have a lot of guys that help set the culture. And if you can get something, and I do think a fifth round pick, I think Brevin Jordan has a chance to be something. I think they packaged picks like that to go up to get Nico Collins. I think you can do something with that, and they do. They're not as draft strapped as they was in terms of picks last year, but they still do need to add young players. And really, when you look at last year's draft, you're getting Roy Lopez in the sixth. You're getting Brevin Jordan, who we've seen and you think could be something in the fifth. Like, they've drafted pretty well in this first year. So I think you got to at least strongly consider that.
Yeah, but I also think, like, they can just, you know, draft a good player next year. You know, I think that's totally within play as opposed to, you know, at what point is what is Clint's saying, don't give up for show for some more or whatever it is.
Yeah, I don't have that one.
One of his Clint-isms. I think it goes something like that. But I'm always going to be on the side of, and I get team building. Again, I'm not Bill O'Brien here of anti-draft and anti-young players. But,
well, no one is.
But for me, I do prefer a proven good player. We talked about this earlier. Will Mark Ingram be on the team next year? I don't know. But you know what? He's good on the team this year. And I'll take a proven player over a fifth-round pick or you know, the idea that I might use him to draft up, to move up, and all of that. Like, I prefer the proven players over, like, the idea of what I might do with a fifth-round pick. I don't think that they need a fifth-round pick that bad. They do need young players. I'll give you that. But they got enough draft equity at this point to address that. And, again, like, I wouldn't be upset about it or anything, but I'm not like, hey man, I need to get rid of a player so I can just stockpile all of these draft picks, much less for a fifth rounder. I just don't think that is that necessary.
All right, that's Brandon Scott in for Clint. I'm Ron, the show. Hughley Tyler producing this. Remember, coming up behind us, the Player Show. The Player Show. Jordan Jenkins starting outside or defensive end 050. He is going to be on with Mark Vandermeer and John Harris. So make sure you stay tuned, locked and loaded. Jordan Jenkins, starting defensive end, is going to be there. And for you, for the Texans, he's going to be on the Player Show coming up right behind us. So make sure you're locked and loaded. Larry in Stafford, I'll let you jump in here. But Larry, real quick, before you go nuts, would you, right now, if you were Caserio, the Ravens came to you with a fifth round pick for Mark Ingram. You pulling the trigger on that?
Oh, I know the answer to this.
You damn right, I'm pulling the trigger.
I already know Larry. Get rid of all of these dudes if he could.
But I'd be trying to reconvince them to take David Johnson. There you go,
Larry. Talk some sense into us.
Because the thing is, if you really want to look at it, you was talking about Bevin's. He can play that role where he's split out wide and come in and do what David Johnson was doing. I'd rather see the young kid do that. And David Johnson, I mean, I like Mark and the energy that he gives, you know, with that doggishness in him. You're right. We want some dogs.
Right.
But if they come in with a fifth-round pick, hey, man, I don't know how fast we can get tickets on United, but your ass going to Baltimore is as far as I'm concerned for a fifth. Look, man, a couple things. Clint, hey man, I hope him and his wife take care of everything that's going on down there in Baytown, man, and get back up to speed, man. they need anything, they, you know, they just got to reach out. But I want to talk to you. So you played a little John McClain, and I heard something John McClain said this morning, that Nick Caserio is in the offensive room giving out plays. And yeah. I heard that
can't be a surprise to you, Larry.
It's a fact.
It ain't a surprise. It's more of an acknowledgement that this team is doing some things, man, that just is not natural. And I get it. He throws footballs to wide receivers during the play or practices and all that other. But to physically be in the booth calling plays, and I know he did it in New England, but they had Tom Brady. It's just a shock to my system, man. But I'm not surprised, because these dudes are doing some real silly stuff over there, and it looked like it's gonna be working, because Britt going out there talking all this noise, and I heard my dog Pharaoh Brown on here talking. Hey, man, look, I want them kind of dudes on the squad. No offense. But it's 16 more games, man. Y'all, hey, it's a whole bunch of more things that y'all may go through. Look here, I want to wish a happy birthday to my dog, Deshaun Watson. I know if you're listening, dog, smoke one. I'm going to smoke one for you. Show, happy anniversary to you and Mrs. Show. You know, it's one of those things, man, but it's just one win, fellas. Hey, I like it, but I'll take it, and I'll holler.
Hey, but hold on, Larry. Let me ask you something real quick, because I'm curious about this, because at the end of the game, I can tell you this for a fact. When I was getting in the elevator to go down and do the post game press conferences, I saw the coaches get in the elevator, and it wasn't just Nick Caserio. Let me tell you, who was standing right next to him.
Don't do that.
No, I'm not gonna do that. No, I'm not gonna do that to you, because the one you think about was on the field. Pep Hamilton is right there next to Nick Caserio in that same room. Does it make you feel any better at all to know that it's not just Nick Caserio being some kind of dictator, but he's up there collaborating with Pep Hamilton, who I know you respect?
Yo, if Nick is communicating with Tim and Pep, and they out there putting these guys in position to put 37 points on the board every single week, give Nick an extra set of headphones and let him have his own damn play start, because I'm cool with that. And if they're doing that with these kind of players that they're just trying to establish this culture with, where Nick is trying to get these guys to buy in, and with Pep, because I love Pep and what he brings to the table, then y'all got to understand why I am unrelenting on believing that if number four was behind center, man, we might have a shot at the playoffs, because them Titans ass sucked in our hall.
Yeah. Appreciate the call. We all know that.
Yeah, I don't think any of us are disagreeing that Deshaun Watson makes a football team better.
I want to establish this real quick from the text line. You guys are completely overusing the term dog if you're referring to David Johnson as a dog.
Who did
I
that?
Don't know. Who did hell? Come on, listening ears.
Who did that?
Let's get them on here. If you hear my voice, clap once. If you hear my voice, clap two times.
This is elementary school.
Come on now. Let's get the listening ears together. Nobody said that.
Nobody. And I like David Johnson as a guy as a human.
Terrific fellow.
But I don't think, I mean, I don't know if I should say that, but ain't David Johnson from like
out here now?
Ain't he from Iowa?
Oh, man, you could be a dog from Iowa.
I don't know no brothers from Iowa, man. And
Fred Hoiberg's from Ames. He's a dog, ain't he? Ruff.
Is he though?
How about Harrison Barnes? Is he a dog? Harrison Barnes is from Iowa.
Nice guy.
He fits in that David Johnson.
Yeah, dude. Nice dude. But I don't know about dog. But that's what Mark Ingram's for.
That's some homework tonight. Text line tomorrow when we get in. Are there any dogs from Iowa? Any dogs from Iowa? And no, dogs don't mean black. White guys can be dogs as well.
Yes.
Are there any dogs from Iowa?
But are the brothers from Iowa dogs? Would be the question. I mean,
raised don't matter what type of, you just a different dog.
You don't sound like no dog to me, man.
You don't gotta sound either. Like, what you do, your action.
You don't talk like a dog. He don't act like a dog. That ain't no dog.
Clint, get better. He's not sick, but hopefully everything works out with you. Hopefully we hear and see you tomorrow. Brandon, great job stepping in. Tyler, nice job today picking us all up. Best he can. All right, I'm Ron, the show. And as always, Houston, we love you, baby.
Yes, I order what is on the menu.
You're paying for it.
And not only are you paying for it, I'm suggesting to you that
I'm surprised by your feeling. I feel like Clint would do the same thing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.